Hello, human. What are you doing in the woods this late night? You know it can be very dangerous, right? Hey, don't run away. I know you can't see anything. You'll end up tripping. Guess it's too late now. You just climb down from this tree and down, human. I'm not going to hurt you. Deceiving my prey. Come on. You can't even see me standing next to you. If I wanted to kill you, I could just go for it. Well, I can't prove that I'm not going to hurt you, but I'm pretty sure you'll end up finding other monsters who will not be so diplomatic if you keep walking through these woods in the darkness. So, can you answer my question now? Why are you walking here all alone? A beginner adventurer, huh? You sure haven't chosen the best place to start. And where's your group? I suppose you should have been one and be with them, shouldn't you? Oh, I see. I don't blame you for getting lost. This kind of thing happens all the time. And at least you were smart enough not to light up a torch and draw attention to every monster within a mile. Unlike some other, less fortunate adventurers. Here, I'll help you stand up. Oh, your leg is bleeding a little bit. I think you probably hurt yourself when you fell between those branches. Don't worry, I can help you. But I'll need to take you to my cave. I think I have some bandages there. I know this sounds scary, but you don't need to be afraid, trust me. Do you mind if I carry you? It's definitely not going to hurt, but, well, if you walk like that, I can't promise it. All right. There we go. Hey, what are you doing? Don't light a torch. I know being in complete darkness can be a little unsettling, and we are inside of a tunnel, but my eyes are super sensitive to light. I can't even leave this cave during the day. You're going to have to trust me. We're just a few more steps away from getting there. And here we are. I know you can't see anything, but this is my little place. There's a mattress, cooking tools, some woodworking stuff, mostly things I made myself. I'll lay you down on the mattress, okay? Yeah. I like crafting things. What do you think I do all day? Plan on how to kill adventurers that come here? No, please don't try to run away again. You're hurt, and that was a joke. Might actually have been the most appropriate joke, but I have to admit it. Sorry. To be honest, I've never been a fan of killing, well, humans. I can just hunt animals for food, and killing people just for fun isn't a very nice thing to do, you know? Most monsters probably wouldn't agree with that, but I'm weird, I guess. Here, let me help with your wound now. And done. Do you feel better? I'm glad to hear that. I'm gonna stop tormenting you and let you rest. You can leave in the morning when things are safer. Wait. We have some issues here. First, we only have one tiny mattress for two of us. Second, I know this cave is super cold, and I can see that you're shivering right now. And third, I feel cold too, and we can't light a bonfire or anything like that, for obvious reasons. Only know one solution that can solve those problems. What if we cuddle together to keep warm? Seems like the obvious thing to do. Great. Since you agree, I'll just lay down and snuggle up to you. Your body's really warm and cozy. Yes, I'm naked. Why do you ask? What's going on, human? I can see the heat growing on your face really fast. You must be blushing. Oh, there's no need to be embarrassed. I like pressing my naked chest against yours. Honestly, I really miss having a warm body to touch sometimes. This place is so lonely, and a very long time since I've had a guest. Let me ask you something. Are you embarrassed because you're feeling my naked body, or is it because you like feeling my naked body? If it's the second, I wouldn't object to you touching it. I'm serious. Here, put your hand on my breast, as long as you're gentle. As I've said, it's been a long time, and my body might be a little sensitive. Your hands are so warm, too. Oh, this feels really good. Hey, are you getting your face closer? Wow, you kissed me. No, of course it wasn't bad. I wasn't expecting it. I don't think I've ever been kissed by a human before. I really liked it, though. Of course you can. Come here. Are you playing with my nipples? You're more daring than I expected. Oh, human. No. Don't stop. Oh, this feels amazing. I just need you to be aware that teasing a monster like that can have some consequences. I don't think you're gonna dislike them, though. Oh, kiss my neck again. Oh, yes. Can you feel how I'm getting goosebumps? My nipples are getting hard, too. Well, if you're gonna keep doing dirty things like this, it's only fair that I have some fun as well. Yes, I did just slash your shirt open with my claws. I promised not to hurt you. I didn't say anything about your clothes. Besides, I'm still a monster after all. Sometimes my primal instincts are too strong. It's my turn to play now. Just lie back and let me straddle you. Don't worry. As long as you don't move and let me rub my hands all over these beautiful tits of yours, I promise you'll remain unscratched. Such a hot body you have, girl. It makes me want to do so many things. Especially to this wet, dripping pussy through your pants. Why quite a surprise. Oh, you don't think I had a tail, did you? Yeah, it can be useful for a lot of things. Like teasing that delicious clit of yours. Ugh, these pants are so annoying. Can you pull them down for me? Thank you. Much better. I can wiggle this tail inside of you and push you in like that. As I massage your tits. Are you enjoying this, human? Good. Because I am a lot. I can feel things with my tail as well. I can do things with my hands. Oh, your pussy's already throbbing. Fuck, this makes me so wet. Oh, but you can feel that already, can't you? That feels so good. And I can see you. Your face, you love this so much. Naughty little human, my tail rubbing you. In and out. In and out. Holding it just a little tighter. Pushing a little further. Yeah. Oh, you're just soaking. So tempting. You know, I've heard that humans are very curious creatures. Are you curious about what monster I am? Of course I'm not going to tell you. Where would be the fun in that? Since you can't see anything, you'll just have to touch the rest of my body and find out. This feels so good on me, especially when you rub my thighs like that. Yeah, you should investigate every inch of my body with those warm hands of yours. Have a clue yet? No. No problem then. A bit of mystery can be enticing. And also, I think you have more important things to worry about right now. Sit up, and I'll show you what. My body's screaming for me to pounce and ride you and rub our clits and pussies together. Right now. Can I do it? Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. I told you I was very wet, didn't I? And you have no idea how much my body was craving this. Being fucked by a delicious human. I think I'm being too aggressive, but I'm sorry. I can't go slower. Oh, I just need to keep going. Just fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, grab my tits again, please. Oh, you don't need to be gentle this time. Just fucking squeeze them. I love wrapping my tail around you. Oh, inside your leg. Pushing into your pussy. Oh, you can thrust into my hips, too. Oh, fuck. Even harder. I didn't think I would like kissing this much. Human, I think you should hold your wrists behind my back, or I'll end up slashing your back with my claws. Oh, and I don't want to hurt you. Oh, but it has. I really can't control myself right now. Oh, for some reason, you're clenching my wrists. Makes me even hornier. Oh, you're a really good monster tamer. Do you know that? Oh, look at what you did to me. Making a predator submit and beg for you to fuck her. Oh, God, yes. Keep going. Oh, don't stop. This feels so fucking good. Oh, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to handle myself. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I can feel something building inside of me. And you throbbing so much. Oh, are you gonna come? Oh, God. Oh, if I wanted. Yes, I wanted. Oh, my God. I want you to come everywhere. Oh, I'm gonna come with you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I told you there would be consequences for teasing me, and as I expected, you seem to have enjoyed that a lot. Wait, I totally forgot your leg was hurt. Did I hurt you more? Oh, that's good. I wasn't much in the mood for thinking rationally in the moment, as you clearly noticed. Can we lie down again? I can leap between trees all night, and you still manage to tire me out, you little monster. And I have to admit that cuddling you feels very nice. Sorry about your shirt, by the way. And your bra. Would you maybe want to come back here someday? I would love to see you again. And don't worry about the other monsters. I'll make sure that anyone who tries to hurt you deeply regrets it. Here, look into my eyes. Can you see the faint glow in them? Don't be afraid. It'll help you relax. Just keep looking at them while I stroke your hair. Let your eyelids become heavy. And just empty your mind of all worry. I'm here to take care of you. And protect you. Good night, my beautiful, sweet human girl.